We got Chris on the horn here from Baby Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. Chris, I'm assuming that we're going to have a very different conversation today than the last time we talked about ice fishing.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of ice fishing going on now. It's pretty much over and done with completely here on the bay. You know, there's possibilities. Some folks might still be venturing on some of the inland lakes, but overall, it's officially over as far as I'm concerned.
So I'm assuming, just to clear things up, though, even though there might be a fair amount of thick ice in the upper part of the bay, it's pretty much impossible to get to because of the access points, right?
Yeah, the bay over the last week here has opened up considerably, and the shorelines, yeah, they're pretty much done. There might be maybe 7-8 inches of ice at the most on the upper end of the bay here now, but like I said, nobody's going out on it anymore, and even if the access was good, everybody's pretty much had enough of ice fishing. Time to switch over to the boats.
Yes, sir, and that's my next question is, where is the ice, where is it receded to at this point?
Well, there's still chunks of ice kind of floating around throughout the bay, so it kind of depends on what way the wind is blowing here. I had, earlier in the week, I had some fellows that were launching out of Cedar River and fishing out there. They had no problems, and then a day or two later, the ice blew back into the shoreline there. You couldn't get out with a boat anymore. So, you know, in the bay itself here, it's still a lot more ice than it is, let's say, south of Ford River.
Okay.
But, you just kind of have to watch the winds, and as long as you got more northerly or westerly winds, you should be okay.
Well, it looks like we got a really good forecast coming our way, although, you know, pretty stiff winds through the rest of this week. But the weekend's looking very good. I am getting reports of people traveling to the south of you there, from Ford River to Cedar River, Nosium, all the way down, obviously, to Menominee for browns and for walleye. What are you hearing there?
Yeah, it's, they changed the regulations here a couple of years ago, so they have a point about 5-6 miles north of Cedar River has the same regulations as they have in Wisconsin. So right now you can keep one walleye a day in those waters. And they live right in the same areas and eat the same things that the brown trout like to eat. So, you know, if you go out trolling crankbaits in, you know, less than 20 feet of water right now, you have a pretty good chance of running into both species right now.
Well, we're going to continue to talk about the waters of Lake Michigan south of Little Bay to Knock and the walleye and brown trout fishing, and then switch over to the rivers for both steelhead and get you ready for bass, as the bass season has changed a little bit. Stay tuned for details on that with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.